Hello Beauty, yes you. Join me, host Joyce Platon, as I chat with today's beauty, wellness, and lifestyle visionaries. Let's discover their motivating journey together as I merge my love for the art and my passion in revealing one's true inner beauty.
To help spread the word of positive inner beauty, I invite you to please subscribe, rate, 5 stars would be lovely, and leave a review on Hello Beauty. This makes it easier for people to find the podcast. Thanks and enjoy this episode.
Welcome to another radiant episode of Hello Beauty, the podcast where we dive deep into the world of beauty, wellness, and the stories behind the people who make it all happen. I'm your host, Joyce Platon, and today we're shining the spotlight on a remarkable figure in the beauty industry, Van Soto, the visionary behind V Soto Skincare and the president and owner of the iconic Ulla Henriksen Face and Body Spa. Nestled in the heart of West Hollywood, the Ulla Henriksen Spa is a haven for celebrities, beauty aficionados, and anyone looking to experience the pinnacle of skincare treatments. Under Vance's stewardship, the spa has become synonymous with innovative treatments that blend the latest in skincare science with natural, effective ingredients. It's a place where red carpet-ready skin isn't just a possibility, it's a guarantee. But Vance's influence extends beyond the spa. With V Soto Skincare, he's bringing the magic of his treatments into homes around the world. V Soto Skincare is more than just a product line. It's Vance's philosophy of accessible, effective skincare embodied in bottles and jars designed to transform your skin. Today, we're going to talk about the secrets behind those transformative red carpet treatments that have made the Ulla Henriksen Spa a must-visit destination. We'll also dive into the trends shaping the skincare industry, from the rise of personalized skincare regimens to the integration of technology in beauty treatments. Vance will share his insights on navigating the ever-evolving world of beauty and how he's managed to stay at the forefront of innovation. So if you're as obsessed with beauty as we are, and you're curious about how to achieve that red carpet glow from the comfort of your home, you won't want to miss this episode. Stay tuned as we explore the world of luxury skincare with the incomparable Van Soto. Welcome to Hello Beauty, Vance.
Thank you for having me back. I'm excited to be back.
Oh my gosh, you have such a great personality. I always want to share your story to my listeners. Your journey is always evolving. It is very inspiring on how you handle the spa business. You know, I want to get the insider tips on what celebrities are getting whenever they visit your spa, like what treatments they're getting, as well as, you know, talk about your baby, which is the V Soto Skincare, which I absolutely love and adore. It feels fabulous in my skin. But, you know, I want to give you the floor to talk about your background. Can you share with us your journey from starting as a professional sweat wiper to becoming the president and owner of the Ulla Henriksen Face and Body Spa and developing V Soto Skincare? What inspired you to continue to pursue a career in skincare and wellness?
Yeah, so, I mean, thank you again for the beautiful introduction. You are way too kind. And as you know from past, I'm pretty raw about my stories and the struggles. And, you know, people only see what they see on the gram and it's glitz and glam. And, you know, they see all the great part of, you know, what I've accomplished. But, you know, they don't see the struggle that it took to get there. So there's definitely, you know, this story behind it for sure, from, you know, sleeping on couches to losing everything to kind of being in the right time at the right place when I took over the spa. But, you know, my background, as you know, I was in my younger years, I was definitely I was, you know, making minimum wage, wiping up sweat at a tanning salon. I mean, I wasn't even, you know, good enough to work at the front desk. You know, all I could do was literally just wipe up sweat. And so what's funny is that particular tanning salon I ended up owning later on in life. So it did kind of come full circle. And then, you know, I've worked for in beauty my whole career. And you know, I've kind of just moved up the ranks in management and started off at the, you know, front desk and moved my way up, you know, through brands, you know, even at Equinox, I was headhunted by them. And then with Ulla, I went to, I actually interviewed with him on his birthday and I started as the, as a spa director. And then fast forward to 2 years later, I own the spa. So it's kind of like the right time, you know, right place. And with the skincare aspect, I've always struggled with skin issues since as far back as I can remember, whether it was eczema or acne. So I've always just had a genuine love affair with beauty and with skincare. Obviously, you know, tanning salons, and it, I don't advocate for that anymore. I haven't been in one and I don't even know how long. I'm on the flip side of that now. But I actually had to undergo a lot of treatments to repair the damage that I caused by tanning when I was younger. And I'm very diligent. I go to my yearly checkups with my dermatologist and I get checked because I know that I did a lot of tanning when I was younger. But I've done, you know, a lot of things to try to reverse the damage that I did cause. But now it's fun to be on the other side of things. And when, you know, when the, with the spa in particular, I was noticing all of like the gaps that needed to be filled product wise. And I was hearing from all my clients what they would like to see on the market, what they couldn't find. I had my own ideas of things that I wanted to create that could really help them. So all of our products were literally born in the treatment room. And at first it was professional only. So we weren't retailing the product at all. It was really filling a need within the treatment that the estheticians could use as like part of their, you know, their arsenal. And the clients were asking, what is that? And, you know, they're all buying it. They want it with no labels in a, you know, plastic jar. And, you know, so we were like, we're really onto something. You know, we got to package this up and bring it to market because the clients really, really want it. And, you know, the idea of that particular brand, which is my baby right now and also a massive beast and I love it, right, is the idea is that we're bringing the spa to your bathroom counter. So we wanted to package up a $600 facial for the price, for an affordable price, and bring it to your bathroom counter. So the products, they're very performance driven because obviously when you think of a spa and you think of complexion treatments and facials, you have to see a difference when you walk out, right? So you, the product has to perform. So that's why what I love about us is that, you know, every single product is born with a treatment in mind, in the treatment room, in a professional setting where we go through our own testing that we do internally. And, you know, until we perfect every single product. But the performance of them, the aromas, the textures, even the colors of some, but the, also the ingredient index is very, very spa-esque. You know, it really is the, you know, bringing science and nature together, if that makes sense.
Yeah. So V Sato Skincare is really known for its innovative approach to skincare. And I know that once there are some products that naturally your skin looks better when using these products right after a facial or a spa treatment, just because, you know, of the treatments that you, the professional treatments that you got in the spa. And as a result, any type of skincare that you use will work better. But I think this is, I think not the case with V Sato because you don't have to necessarily go to, you know, spend the money, go get a professional facial or get, you know, some sort of like maybe microneedling in spa to get that instant glow. So all you really need, it's literally what it is, beauty in a jar, right?
Right, right. Yeah. I mean, you know, like I said, you know, we really, when we, it was sort of like in the treatment room, we were, like I said, we were hearing the feedback from clients, we were filling voids because obviously what you need in treatment might be different than what you need for retail and vice versa, but you do have to have some, you know, professional only products, right? But as we evolved and as we got larger, we're like, okay, well, no, the real philosophy here for us is like, how do we bring the facial home for you? It's like a facial on your bathroom counter, bring the spa to your bathroom counter. You know, we really wanted to give you that dewy, dewy glow as if you just left the spa. I personally believe that the performance of, especially, you know, our moisturizers, they do it all. Like, they are amazing. We have four different types based on, you know, skin type and concerns. And the calming cloud cream we use in every facial at the Ulla Henriksen Spa because we use it after extraction. It's really great for sensitive skin. It's really great to calm any irritations or redness. And that is literally used in every single facial at the spa, which is great. And it's a testament to, you know, to the products. You know, we have a lot of new things coming out this year that we're really excited about, a serum and also a peel, which are going to be fantastic, which are amazing. And I can't wait till I can share more about them. But for now, we have to keep it a little quiet. We also, at the end of last year, we were launching our eye cream and our toner, which are doing extremely well. So we're really proud of the products themselves, because, you know, and also for me, one of my problem areas was my eyes. You know, that's where I really started to show my age, and obviously the premature aging that happened from tanning. And, you know, and also I'm not J-Lo. I can't sleep on my back. I have to roll.
I'm the same. Even if I start on my back, I end up in my face. That's why I also can't get those pretty false lashes extensions,
right?
Because it's not going to work for me. It's just going to look weird when I wake up. It's all going to get all twisted and broken. So I just like save my money and not
I
get
know,
that. But
I know.
Yeah, I'm the same as you. I cannot sleep on my back for the life
no,
of me.
I have to. You know, and so, and I'm also, you know, because I'm a little aware, obviously, because I had skin issues from the past. So, you know, and I'm actually testing out things right now that are my skin is kind of freaking out, because we're testing all these new products. But, you know, when I created the eye cream in particular, there was obviously that love connection to it, mm-hmm. because for me, that's a problem area, you know, and it's pretty common as we age. However, I wanted to create one eye cream and do it all. And I was looking at a lot of these different brands, and I'm like looking, you know, also what we have in spa. And, you know, I really just wanted to create an ingredient index that was like the one and only, like it was suitable for everybody. It achieved all the goals. That's actually the one product within the line that isn't vegan, by the way, because it has pearl powder in it. But it's the one eye cream, it does it all, you know. So I'm really, really proud of that star product, and it's really kind of taken off, which is great.
Yeah, what is the product called?
Yeah, so it's called Exotic Pearl Eye Cream, mm-hmm. and very rich, very luxurious, but the ingredient index is super thought out. It's really for fine lines and wrinkles, you know, has the vitamin C for brightening, the pearl powder, obviously for luminosity and brightening, peptides, and also the one that mimics Botox and mm-hmm. you know, all the good things that you want, the cucumber extract for the calming. Yeah. And, you know, it's a really, really wonderful cream mix, or eye cream mix, a great setting for makeup. And the smell is too. I mean, you know, in spa, we're all about the smells, you know, so.
I'm sure it's super great for people on the go, especially when they're jet setters. You know, mm-hmm. they definitely, like, no matter how much sleep you get in the plane, just the travel itself takes a toll on you. And you just, so I don't know about other people, but for me, I just look tired generally when I'm traveling, even if I sleep well. I don't know. I think it's just the stress of traveling, the lack of humidity in the planes and different, temperature environments and all that stuff. So I think that sounds like something that everyone should have when they travel, and especially for your celebrity clientele. I think I know there's no such thing as like a quick solution for things, but this could probably come close, because sometimes they're like, oh, just out of nowhere, they might book a project or a movie, or, like, you know, all of a sudden they're invited to a red carpet event and they have to look good, like, really fast and instantly, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you know, the celebrities are, I mean, they're busy. They are mm-hmm. on the go. They are on the move. They expect results, and, you know, we're here to deliver for them. And this mm-hmm. one particular product, you know, like I said, I've been asked a million times, like, if you couldn't leave, if you left the house, what's the one product you can't leave the house without putting on? And it's this one, because it just gives you that refreshed, rejuvenated, and like hydrated looking eye area, which for me is just that's like a no brainer. And considering it's one of the areas, like I mentioned, as we age, that we really start to show, you know, our life experience on our face. I really just have a love affair with this.
I love it. Yeah, I love it. I'm sold. I need to get my hands on this. Yeah. Well, with I'm excited. So with Vsauce skincare, I know that it emphasizes the integration of science-backed ingredients with natural elements. How do you strike a balance between these two aspects to create effective yet gentle skincare products?
Right. You know, what I love about my sort of like the how would I describe it? It's my team, but it's interesting, right? Mm-hmm. Because it's two companies, right? So I'm very fortunate because I'm a big dreamer, right? I love to daydream, and I have these crazy off the wall ideas as far as ingredients and products for even, you know, because we have multiple labs, but my labs, you know, will be like, you know, no, we can't really do that. And I'm like, why not? And I'm the guy that like wants to find out the way that we can do it. And that's just my entrepreneurial spirit as well. But I'm like, well, why can't we? Like, I want to understand it, right? But for me, you know, it's my own, like every ingredient index that I have. I mean, I've controlled what's gone into it, right? It's my ingredients. But I work with how many? A dozen estheticians, you know, all day long, that I'm getting their feedback as well. And I'm, you know, and so they, it's a power of the minds that kind of come together. And then in addition, we have the amazing labs that we partnered with. And obviously they provide feedback on what they think. They obviously have more than one client. They know what trends are kind of up and coming. We stay at the forefront of that to begin with. Mm-hmm. But I also have a French chemist that we work with, because a big component of what we do is essential oils. But when you're working with essential oils, you just have to be careful on the formulations, right? And that for me, between the labs, myself, my own experience of hearing from clients, my master estheticians, our French chemists, you know, that's really what helps to bring it all together. Because, you know, we're not trying to say, for example, that we're all nature and no science. Mm-hmm. You know, you're gonna have to have some actives and some science in there to, you know, in my belief, to really you know, see the results that they're expecting from a spa grade product. So for me, that was really important. You know, I love nature, and I also think that, you know, it provides so many benefits. And so I love to tap into it as much as we can, but I'm also well aware that we're going to need science in there, you know?
I love that. This actually leads me to my next question. You mentioned that you guys are in the forefront of the industry, and we know that the skincare industry is constantly evolving. What recent innovations or trends do you find particularly exciting, and how do you incorporate them into the products and services offered by Visado Skincare and the Ulla Henriksen Face and Body Spa?
Yeah. So, you know, one of the things that, you know, like you said, you got to stay at the forefront of this stuff, right? Because now things are evolving and evolving at a much quicker pace than I think than ever, right? I mean, it used to be that we had a few years, and now it's like every year, it's like new, right? I think, and we don't have this particular product yet. However, we do perform the treatment at the spa, but we don't have it from a retail perspective. Human stem cells, you're going to see a lot of this year and next year. They've been around for a while, but it's more about making them more widely available, because one, they come with a pretty hefty price tag if they're done correct, which means far fewer retail sales, if that makes sense, because it's really, really pricey. But we've always used it professionally. But now you're going to see it a lot more on the shelves. I think that's going to be a big thing. Obviously, exosomes, you know, the basically, you know, the human stem cells. I think that complexion treatments are going to make a full circle. They were kind of like all the rage, you know, 5, 6, 7 years ago, and then they went quiet, but now they're projected to be another, you know, they're making a comeback this year, basically. From a treatment perspective, at the spa, we have this new treatment. We're the first on the West Coast to get it, and it's a cold type of plasma pen, right? So if you think of, and this is a little bit more, not I don't like to say medical, but it's more of a device, right? But people want, you know, obviously instant gratification, right? So if you remember the old fiber or plasma fibroblasts, it really traumatized the skin, and it almost looked like you got into a bar fight or something, right? So it's like these black dots that it would leave all over the face. And so we want to do things where we get results, but they're minimally invasive, right? Because like you said, celebrities, where are they going? Red carpets and this and that. They don't have a lot of downtime, you know, unless they really, really plan it out. And this particular treatment we just got certified for. Like I said, we're one of the first on the West Coast. Treats everything, you know, it really, really helps to improve fine lines and wrinkles, the hyperpigmentation, the tightening. I tried it myself. I was, the very next day I could completely tell a difference in the tightening of my What's so great about it is we paired it with Bisoto, right? So as we perform that treatment, we're taking our professional only serums and they're infusing them at the same time, which really helps the products to penetrate because it's creating those micro channels without traumatizing the skin, without, you know, without any downtime. And then we're infusing all of those professional only serums into the skin, which is great. And we recently had our serums tested by a doctor who, you know, this particular doctor does, you know, all the injectables and laser treatments and chemical, everything that you could possibly imagine, right? And they literally told us that the infusion of our oxygen serums were far better on the recovery time of their patients than the prescription strength, you know, products that they were using before. So to get that from a doctor that's completely unbiased to us, who we didn't even know at the time, you know, they were just blindly testing it for us, was, you know, really a feather in our cap to the efficacy of the products. Some of those serums will be coming out in a retail version this year, which is what I was kind of mentioning earlier, but they are used professionally at the spa. And so I think that, you know, you're going to see a lot of things coming out that are a little bit more regenerative, if that makes sense.
No, I love it. My experience with Ulla Henriksen Spa, it's hands down the only spa where I could go to brunch right after and look good, because sometimes when I get a facial, it's already known I'm going to stay home. I'm going to go home straight, stay home, because, you know, I get a bit of like some inflammatory marks where they prick or they even poked. So I have to hide for like a day and then that will subside, which is normal. That's just like how my skin, it's very, you know, sensitive. But literally after my spa treatment at Ulla Henriksen, I got a facial. I forget what exactly I got, but they did do some extraction for me. But I literally went to brunch with a friend and also a client across the street in West Hollywood. So I took photos. It was, you know, granted, I didn't have makeup, but then it looked good. My skin looked good. I didn't have any of those like red scary marks. My face was not puffy. And so I definitely think that what all the professional grade products that you have concocted inside your spa are very effective. I mean, I'm a testament to that, and you have not paid me for any of this mention.
This is true. You know, I'm so glad that you noticed that, because it's something that we work really hard at, and we are actively thinking about that, obviously from a treatment perspective and a product perspective. You know, everything is sort of like really thought out. And a lot of our clients are going to something special within a day or day of or whatever the case may be. So we do our best to, one, give everybody that deep cleaning if they're looking for that. Some guests don't want deep extractions. They want it a little bit more fluffy, for lack of a better term. And then we have the other ones that are like, no, I want surgery, like go for it, right? But at the same time, then we have to, you know, calm any redness and bring that irritation down if there is any, but also it's the technique of your service providers. I mean, and those take years to perfect, right? You know, I mean, it's just, and there's equipment out now that help you to do the extractions with less irritation. Some guests, you know, want the old school, I only want hands. Like, we're very customizable, but we are aware that when you look in the mirror, when you're done, your skin needs to be glowing. Like, that's just the way it has to be. So that's part of our, you know, we love taking clients at the end of the facial to look in the mirror, because we're like, look, you know, we've cleaned you out, we've pumped any redness or irritations, and your skin is glowing, right? So, I mean, I'm glad that we achieved that with you. It's something that we honestly think about nonstop in the treatment.
Yeah, I know, when my esthetician was like, oh, look in the mirror, look how great your skin looks. I'm like, no, I'm scared. But then I still looked and I was pleasantly surprised.
And that's why I love that calming cloud cream. I think it's phrases. In the spa, in the treatment, though, they use it more as a mask right after extractions, because the lavender and the chamomile and all the really, really calming ingredients in it, it really does bring down any redness really, really quickly. And then they're also using what we call Thermodyne, which is like cold therapy. So they're when the mask is setting, they're infusing that cold, you know, it almost looks like a hammer in a way. And it brings down any redness, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I mean, like what I mentioned, I've definitely experienced this and I can attest that it does work. I'm the type of person that it has very sensitive skin. You know, you just scratch me a bit, it it flares up. So right. Yes.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me
all these, too. Yeah. All these facials definitely, is worth getting, even if you're pressed with time, because you definitely will look even better after.
Right.
But yeah. With your vast experience in, catering to celebrities, and preparing them to, for the red carpet, could you share some of the most popular treatment trends that stars are currently requesting at the Ulla Henriksen Face and Body Spa?
Sure. Yeah. So one that is always popular is oxygen, because people just, it translates not anything new. However, the serums that we use are new, and those are by my, the Soto brand, but it's always popular, one, because it's kind of safe. So if they're going to an event, like within a short window, they feel comfortable with that because, it's very nurturing and very calming, right? So oxygen is great for plumping and fine lines and wrinkles, but it also creates a bacteria-free environment. So it's great for acne-prone skin. If somebody has rosacea or things that, eczema that might flare up, those are the treatments that we're kind of, going for. If you've been traveling, it's just an overall great treatment. So it's kind of a staple that you have to have if for those particular reasons, because you have a safe treatment to form. However, they also really love red carpet. Red carpet facial is always popular. It's a love child of mine because we combined, it's grown over the years, but and I'm always adjusting protocols to what's better for the client, what's better for the skin, what's new and out there. But, it combines all the technologies into one treatment: hydrofacial, oxygen, human stem cell. We have a light treatment that we perform, so we're really, it's about the layering technique that we do. And that is always popular around, especially right now at award season. That's widely popular. Obviously, everybody always wants massage. And what's interesting is, I think, the pandemic really taught us this, but, body has really, really grown. And it represents a significant portion of the business now, because everybody is well aware of, I got to take it, right? So we've been doing Zooms, they're staring at themselves, they want beautiful skin now. So they're investing into the skincare, investing into facials, from the body aspect. We were all stressed during the pandemic, who knows, life is stressful, like stress filled in general. So massages are obviously very popular. But I think too, it's it's interesting because I'm seeing a little bit of a trend of people coming back to what's tried and true. So you see a lot of these, trends kind of come and go, and, you kind of wonder which ones are going to stick and which ones are going to fade. Yeah. But really they're coming back to what's tried and true. And it's interesting to experience it in the spa firsthand, because some of the treatments, I believe, you have to find the perfect balance between state-of-the-art equipment and the what I call the human touch, right? Mm-hmm. So that's what we strive for, is like that perfect balance, because in my personal opinion, I've gone and, had flexion treatments elsewhere, and you have certain, certain brands and certain estheticians that have gone really heavy on equipment and less of the human touch. And I think that there really needs to be a balance. And that's something that we're noticing with clients as they go full circle. They're like, they're really coming back to the human touch aspect, especially now that they feel, much more comfortable with the pandemic.
Yeah. And I think there's also, during the pandemic, there was a surge of spa devices that turned into home devices, meaning they develop a home version of these professional equipment. I admittedly also own some of these red light therapy. I feel like I could, in a way, do that myself. So what I cannot do for myself is give myself a proper, nice massage the professional way, relax even more. Granted, it is relaxing when I give myself a massage, but nothing beats when someone else is really taking care of you.
Right. No, 100%. I mean, and, I think we've just all also learned, we really got to take care of us. The only way that we're going to be good to other people is if we also are good to ourselves, right? And I completely understand that not everybody is, has the means to be able to, get, expensive treatments all the time. And maybe, some are more fortunate than others, but I really just finding a version that works for you and works for obviously your finances, but making sure that you just take time. And that's, when we launched the brand, during the pandemic, that's really what I was I was experiencing just the same way that everybody else was, right? You know, I mean, I have PTSD from open, close, you know, the spa, I think we had to shut down 4 different times, you know, and every time we came back, it came with a different level of, you can't do this, or you can't perform that treatment, or you know, how are we spacing everybody out? And, you know, is it going to be busy? Is it not going to be busy? You know, so when I was packaging up, you know, my products and thinking about people using them at home, you know, we really had that whole bring the spa to your bathroom counter, because you can't go anywhere. Everything is closed, right? So we want to bring that to you, you know, and I think we did a great job of that, you know?
No, I totally agree. Yeah. So, to piggyback on your point about not everyone can really afford expensive professional treatment, for our listeners who are skincare enthusiasts and are aspiring to achieve a red carpet ready complexion, what essential skincare advice can you offer based on your expertise and the trends you're seeing in the industry?
Yeah. So for me, one, don't skip your nighttime routine, as you know, as tempting as it might be, don't skip. Two, depending on the exfoliator, but exfoliate twice a week. Your lotions and potions are going to work much better. You got to exfoliate. That's a big one.
How many times a week should we exfoliate?
It should be, well, generally speaking, it's twice, but it depends on what you're using. Mm-hmm. You know, so if you're using a stronger acid, you might only do it once a week. You know, things that are a little bit more abrasive, you're going to want to not do it quite as often. Your skin will speak to you. It's going to tell you. I think that, you know, we're seeing a lot of talk about skin barriers, right? So everybody's trying to repair their skin barriers. So you want to make sure that you find the moisturizer that's right for you, because a lot of guests, especially within the spa, guests I would say that are, I would say 40 plus, right? They did a lot of chemical peels, a lot of laser treatments, a lot of aggressive facials, and now their skin is a bit fragile, right? So they're trying to repair their skin barrier. So for me, I would say, you know, make sure they're using the right moisturizer. I think a really good moisturizer makes up for a lot of things. If I, you know, obviously if I had to, like, you know, I can't pick just, I would have to have the eye cream and a moisturizer. I mean, for me, that's like just the two that I have to have no matter what. Yeah, definitely those two. And then, you know, also I'm all about the double cleanse. So in the mornings, I like to do my double cleanse because I really want to have that beautiful canvas for the day. So that's, you know, that's another tip and trick. Another little technique when you are applying your eye cream is you can gently tap, and it's going to stimulate the lymphatic system and help with puffiness and fine lines and wrinkles and kind of help, you know, to give you that that red carpet, you know, little touch. But yeah, those would be my tips and tricks out for skincare. Now, also, you know, our water intake makes a huge difference. You know, have you ever done like the water challenge where you look at the before and the afters of somebody who did a gallon of water each day for 30 days?
No, I should do that, but I'm very guilty because I drink a lot of coffee. And then, you know, sometimes you forget because it's liquid, right? Like then you're drinking something that I am forgetting to drink water already. So I need to do that. Have you done that challenge?
I have. And the before and afters can be quite impressive.
Oh, shoot.
So if you have it in you, and I found it's easier. I bought, you know, one of those big gallon things that I just walk around. It looks like I'm walking around with soup or something. And I found that if I have that and it's with me all the time, I actually do drink most of it. Because it's right there and it's constantly like staring at me. but that is a cheap, easy way that's affordable for people to really make a difference in their face. And I'm telling you, just Google it, look it up. It is wild, the before and after. So you've got to make sure that you get your, you know, your water in there. But also, I mean, it's, you know, what we eat, what we drink reflects on the outside, right? You know, skincare is great and it's going to, you know, it'll do its part, but it really is in combination of a healthy lifestyle too.
No, I totally agree 100%. You mentioned though that you double cleanse only in the morning or also at night?
Yeah, it just depends on how I'm feeling. Yeah. Me, it's morning. It, you know, it just, it really depends. You know, like, have we been doing a lot of filming? Was there, you know, a ton of, was there, you know, filming makeup versus, you know, whatever else? So it just kind of depends. You know, like I said, your skin will speak to you and you're going to start to recognize like what it likes and what it doesn't like. You know, but in spa, you know, for example, we always do the double cleanse. That's just the way we roll, you know, with every facial treatment. That's how we start. So,
yeah, I love it. So looking ahead, what do you envision for the future of the skincare and wellness industry? And how do you see V Sato Skincare and the Ulla Henriksen Face and Body Spa contributing to the evolution of these sectors?
Yeah. So I think that, I definitely think that the clean beauty movement and eco awareness of your manufacturing process, what products are made of, what the packaging is. I mean, you're really, that is a beast that is not going to stop. It's only going to get bigger, you know? So that's definitely something that we're aware of. And we're constantly trying to evolve and adjust and change, even if it means changing ingredient index because of some ingredient from the Amazon rainforest, you know, it literally gets down to like the nitty gritty, you know? We're aware and we're taking notes. Obviously the consumer will always let you know what they want, right? And we wanna be a company that's just generally aware because we take so much from nature to create the product that we have to find a way to sort of give back. And then from the spa's perspective, you know, it's where I see things going with spa, and it's moving very, very quickly, is not only contactless treatments have really blown up, and they're just going to get even bigger. Think, you know, infrared beds, you know, different things that you can do without a service provider. Those are going to be a huge thing, I think, especially this year and next year. We're actually looking into some as we speak, you know, and then also it's really going what we call regenerative, because people want treatments that really scientifically help an issue, right? Mm-hmm. Like the infrared blankets or infrared saunas or whatever, mm-hmm. you know, those were all the rage, you know, because infrared penetrates an inch and a half and it makes your body aches feel better and so on. Mm-hmm. So I think that you're going to see a lot of spas that are more trying to be regenerative, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I totally agree. I'm very excited for that. I'm also very excited on what you guys have up your sleeve when these technologies keep evolving. So here at Hello Beauty, we have a philosophy and it's say hello to the beauty in you. What advice can you give to those who are trying to discover their beauty within? I know you've answered this question already when you were a guest in 2019, but I do want to hear your thoughts again. Cause you know, we're not really the same person that we were a few years back. We've experienced so many more things. A lot has happened in the world. So that's why I still want to get your thoughts on this same question. And obviously, you know, you have such an amazing business and personal journey, and it's always such a pleasure for me to pick your brain about these things and your experiences. And I definitely want to share with my viewers and listeners.
Yeah. So for me, I think especially because like you said, we're not the same, you know, people that we were pre-pandemic, right? We all went through trauma in our own ways. We all experienced it very differently. And I think that we've all come out with a different lens on life after that. And for me, the one thing now that I really, really try to live by is that I be nice to myself. And sometimes I think, you know, up here we can be a little not nice to ourselves. And I want to lead with one, be nice to yourself. Give yourself, you know, compliments in the morning when you look in the mirror, and just be nice to yourself. And it's so interesting how just that one little thing has really helped me so much, just to be a happier person in general, because I think, you know, happiness is one of the biggest gifts that you give to yourself.
I totally agree. And that's such a great reminder because I admittedly am very hard on myself. You know, I should give myself grace more often. So that's such a great reminder, especially coming from you, you know, person that has achieved a lot in life.
I try my best, but you know, I got to say, I give a lot of credit to Ulla. You know, he's kind of somebody that I really look up to, and he's like family to me. And, you know, he has always been that person, you know, and really led with that lens on life. And, you know, so for me, it's kind of, you know, it's, gosh, I've been there, I've owned it 15 years, I think, something like that now. So it's ingrained in my brain. And I'm so thankful for that gift because it's a really interesting, you know, it's just a really great bit. My friends joke and make fun of me. They're like, you always got to be rainbows and unicorns. Everything's rainbows and unicorns. And I'm like, you know, yeah, but it's happier this way.
Yeah, you know? I don't know. We need people like you, because sometimes we can be very cynical. Again, you know, what we've experienced in the past several years, it's very easy to be jaded, but we right. need very positive people like you around us. I know it might sound cheesy or corny, but it's true.
Well, you know, I thank you for that. That's what I'm here for. I want to keep people glowy. I want to keep people relaxed and happy. I'm trying to do it all.
Well, no, you're absolutely doing it and killing it. So what is something exciting in store for you? It could be personal and or about V Sato skincare and or the Ulla and Rickson spa.
Yeah. So, you know, I'll address each of them, right?
Yeah.
From the personal side of things, I'm excited for, well, this year I'm going to allow myself to travel a little bit more. So that's a gift that I'm going to give to myself, because I find that I get really inspired on travel, because I'm constantly looking at ingredients and this and that. What can I create in spa treatments? And oh, how can we bring this from this part of the world back here? And so I'm going to allow myself to travel more. I'm definitely excited about that. And then I think from the spa perspective, what I'm excited about is the contactless treatments that we're going to be introducing. Mm-hmm. It's kind of things that really aren't mainstream yet, but we like to be at the forefront, right? So I'm excited for that, because we're listening to what the client wants, right? And where you constantly have to be reinventing yourself. We've always been a place that's had state-of-the-art technology, and so we want to continue that, you know, continue that, because clients, when they think of us, they think of that, right? Mm-hmm. And then from the skincare side of things, I'm just really excited to get it out there even more, because I think it's just, once people try it and use it, they love it just as much as we do. And this year is like hustle mode. It's all about getting it out there, getting it to your bathroom counter. And I'm just really excited, because it's been such a treatment room secret for so long that, like, now I'm just ready for everybody to have it and like use it and love it, you know, and get the results from it. So we're excited for that. And we're also excited for the two new products that we're going to.
Yeah, I am super excited. Like what I said, I've tried your products and also the facials that you offer at Ulla Henriksen. So the fact that I have all the positive experiences, I'm very excited for everything that you guys are developing.
Yeah, we're trying. We're trying all good stuff. You know, all good stuff.
Amazing. So where can they find you and just keep up with everything that you're up to?
Sure. Well, my personal Instagram is at @vansoto. The skincare is at Bisoto Skin. And then obviously my amazing spa, Ulla Henriksen, is at Ulla Henriksen Spa. You know, we try to post and be often and engaging with followers and let everybody know what we're up to. And I, you know, between the three of them, you'll definitely see all the goodness of what's going on.
I love it. Thank you so much for your time, Vans.
Anytime.
As always, my pleasure.
Anytime.